from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Denny, what do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
You know, they say jury duty is one of the great civic duties in this country. And yet, it seems like every time somebody gets that notice in the mail that they are getting that call.
It's the worst
feeling
ever.
They are looking to do whatever they can to get out of jury duty.
It's the worst. I'd rather be getting audited.
It's happened to almost all of us. I don't know if it's happened to Mitch yet, but he's getting there. Owen got...
This is my first time.
He got his first notification.
And I was excited about it. I've 42, never had it. I was in the military, been pretty big on, you know, being one that's out there and helping do our part in society, your freedoms and all that, right? And was really excited about it. Till like yesterday. Now I'm not excited. Now I want to get out of it. I don't want to do it.
All right.
You don't want to do it.
So the timing's never going to be right. Like, I get everybody would say, well, if the timing would be right. There's always going to be something happening in your life. And this isn't just about, like, some people say, oh, I'd like to get out of work for a week. And then you realize what the pay is. Then you realize the inconvenience.
It sucks. That does guys, it's dreadfully boring.
What
it
that does to everybody
so
you work with.
Yes.
Because now they have to all pick up the slack in most jobs.
Yeah, but most people secretly don't like their coworkers. Take you and me, for instance.
That's a good point, counterpoint.
Thank you very much.
I don't think it's secret with everyone.
No, that's true.
What do I do, though? How do I get out of this?
Honestly, you want to know my issue yes. for you? Go and just go through the motions. That's the easiest way to do it. So many people used to say, like, oh, I'm going to say this and that. No, that's not going to help. Then they get what now they like perjure you or something crazy.
There aren't certain magical terms you can utter.
Well, it was always the joke is I'm going to go in there and I'm going to say something terrible, yeah. And then I'm going to be getting rid of for jury duty. But they like know that now, so they know that some people are willing to do that now. So they're like, nope, you're staying, or you're going to have to do this. Like they get mad about it because people wanted to do that, and it's just a waste of their time. It seems that when you waste a judge's time in their chambers or in their courtroom, they don't take it very funny. They don't like it.
But not only that,
they're not understanding.
The elephant in the room is that if you say something racially insensitive, that could get you out of it. Which then, if they leave you on the jury and now you're sitting there for what could be the next few weeks with a bunch of people who think you're a racist, that's probably not ideal.
Exactly. So you don't want to do that. I would say just go through it. I had to sit in jury duty one day over here at the courthouse downtown. And it was the worst day of my life. I've never been so happy to come in here.
How long of a day was that?
It was the whole day. I got there. I'd be there at 7 a.m. And I brought like nothing with me because I've been called for jury duty so many times I've lost count. Every time I've moved, it happens at least every other year. And sometimes I've just been able to like, hey, I can't do it because of this reason. All right, fine. Or in that case, they just kept calling me back like, you're not getting out of this. You're coming to this courthouse. Just go. Just go. Deal with it and just pray that they don't call you to sit on the jury.
All right, now most cases, they go by very quickly. They are not the O.J. Simpson jury. With that said, would you want to be a part of what could be American history?
Well, I know my wife a few years ago had to do it. And she was like, oh, you know, we go until 5 o'clock, whatever. She never got home before 7:30. She had to get an escort. She was downtown here, had to get an escort to the car every night. It was a...
How was the food?
I think they went to A Bon Pon or whatever a bunch of times.
Some good items there.
Don't just go there, go through the motions, and just hope that you are just so blasé enough that they don't want to select you, that they feel that you're just not the right juror for either side, and then that's it.
All right, there's got to be some... I'm surprised we're not getting some reaction from some people to say, guys, it's part of your civic duty. It's part of the justice system. You should want to be a part of that. If you've ever felt that it was corrupt, if you've ever felt that people don't get a fair shake, then I would think that some people would think this is a duty worth going through that experience. And at the very least, having a great story to tell. Owen, you're somebody who enjoys life experience. Wouldn't this be part of the fabric of American culture?
I'm sure it will be once it's over and done with, but right now I'm on this side of it, and I don't want to do it.
No. It's anything. When we say civic duty, it's always a point of pride for everybody else until it's your responsibility.
It's you.
Like, I vote, and up until, I'm going to vote, and then the Tuesday comes around, it's like, man, I got to move a lot of things around to vote, man. This is going to be a tough day, but I still do it. Czar in Fairview Park, real quick, go. Czar.
Yes.
Go. Quick, go.
Ooh, you called us.
Yeah, so I had jury duty, I don't know how many years ago.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I called in 3 cases. The one I had to sit on, guy beat the hell out of his girlfriend. And, I guess the only bright side out of it was Judge Dick Ambrose, who used to play for the Browns. He was on one of the cases.
So, did you get his autograph? Did you get his autograph?
Yes, I did.
Okay. God. There you go. Well,
wow, does that help me?
Thanks. You for the call.
Thanks a lot, Czar.
Unless Judge
fixing my life, sir.
Unless Judge Sinnerberg's sitting on one of the cases, friend of the show, Tone, friend of the show.
Yeah, that's
that might be fun,
but then it gets you disqualified.
Yeah,
too.
Because you know her. Oh, well, that'd be perfect for him. Real quick, Mitch on St. Clair, go.
Only one way that you get out of jury duty. The only way that you'll never be called is if you're not a registered voter. That's the only way. That you can never be called for jury.
Yeah, but I want to be a registered voter. Yeah. I like to. I hate to vote the day thereof, but I do like to vote.
I'm just saying that's the only way. I didn't ask any other questions. That's all.
All right, Mitch. Thank you very much. Randy in Cleveland. Go ahead. Final one. Hit it.
How's it going, guys? I had them release me from jury duty on the second day. What you have to do is your work just has to contact wherever they're at, whether it be downtown or wherever, and tell them that they have nothing in place to pay you for jury duty. No $25, you have no vacation time, anything like that. They will exclude you from jury duty.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, Randy.
What if everybody did this? If everybody heeded this advice, our criminal justice system would be at a standstill.
Will you guys call the Lorain County courthouse and let them know I can't miss.
I'll do what's necessary.
Who's going to play the reckless speculation?
Wait, our company has to come up with the $25 a day?
Okay, we're moving on there.
That's it.
Did you see the video of Jack?
Your parking get taken care of?
Did you see the video of Jack? Put the safety on. Did you see the video of Jack Conklin taking left tackle steps?
I did.
Are we doing the training camp report?
We're doing the training camp report.
Training camp update brought to you by Classic Chevy and Classic Ford in Menor.
What do you think of that? Now, he and Jed Wills were working with trainers yesterday. It's a positive step forward according to all the Browns reporters.
Who do you feel more confident about going into the season? Jed Wills, Deshaun Watson, or Mr. Conklin?
Well, I thought you were going to ask.
There's an easy way to figure this out.
Well.
How rank them in terms of being ready to go?
Number one?
Throw Nick Chubb in there if you want.
You ready? You want me to go?
Let's go.
You want me to go 3-1 or 1-3?
Start out with your most likely
to be ready. Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson.
All right.
Number two, Jack Conklin. Number three, Jed Wills. Listen, I don't know what they did, but the release you gave out was a scope. I saw Joe Bitonio get a scope. I didn't watch him get scoped, but he got scoped, and during a bye week, he was back the next week. And we're going on 10 months? When did
December
that go down?
December was when that release was put out.
9 months. We're on 9 months. Babies have been conceived and born in the time that it's taken him to come back from a knee scope. Now, I don't know what all it entailed, so I'm not going to speculate, and I don't want to go any further, but it scares me. What else is... if you're just getting a scope, something else is wrong in there, and that scares me for the entire... like, okay, is it just going to be 5 years with the Browns, and that's it? What are you going to do? That's not good. That's not good. So it goes Watson, Conklin, Wills. You didn't even give your top three.
I think.
Hold on, he's got to hit the music.
We got something other than a top three to do. We got some breaking news, guys.
What?
Oh! Laser eyes, Andrew Berry does it again, baby!
What?
4D chess, you ready?
What?
Albert Breer, who is scheduled to be on the afternoon drive show today.
Let's go.
Your Cleveland Browns are trading Cade York to the Commanders for a conditional 7th rounder. So an early deal as a trade market heats up with cut down looming. That's what Albert Breer just tweeted. He'll be on afternoon drive later today. We are at Laser Eyes Sessions, my friend. That's where we're at. Well done, Andrew Berry.
Got it done.
I'm not even joking.
He did the undoable.
That is without any cynicism at all. I'm dead serious. You sign the guy to trade him. And you got to trade. You got a 7th round pick. You stockpile draft picks. That's how it's done, folks.
That is how you wrap up a training camp update.
Yep. You should do more of these.
Training camp update brought to you by Genesee Brewing Company and Circa Resorts and Casino.
And Dustin Hopkins, our starting kicker, is going to be kicking in Seattle. Laser eyes, baby.
Maybe I don't want him kicking in Seattle. Maybe we should wait.
4D chess.
Maybe you should wait to the opener.
Nah, what's done is done. You sent him to Washington. Hey, good for Cade York. Off to Washington you go. Good for you, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.